Classic Hits Sports Presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Basketball.
Rebound yanked down by Deidre Ground. That'll be her seventh of the ball game. Baseball pass to the other end. Cheyenne Bitfield is double teamed. Kicks it out to Uden. She'll knock it down. Rebecca Uden.
Tonight, it's Monday Night Basketball as the Kennesaw Blue Devils battle the Giltner Hornets. High School Basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
She has it stripped away. And Kennesaw will have the basketball. 50 seconds to go, and Kennesaw is just going to hold it. It's over to Uden. You don't have to foul yet. But Uden has an open lane. She comes in. She lays it up and scores. Rebecca Uden took it right to the hole.
The Giltner boys remain unbeaten and ranked number one in Class D2, while the remaining squads are looking to put some wins together early in 2011. It's the Hornets and the Blue Devils coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Kennesaw with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to beautiful Kennesaw High School for a rare Monday evening basketball doubleheader. We're out of conference. We're off week, but it should be some good basketball tonight as the Kennesaw Blue Devils welcome in the Giltner Hornets. Doug Gooden, our producer Stacy Johns with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, getting ready for tonight's doubleheader, playing on this Monday night because of the snow out last Tuesday, and trying to get these games scheduled as best as they can. And this is one of them on this Monday night. Let's feel Ansley playing tonight as well. And a lot more games coming up this week right here on Classic Hits 98.9. Tomorrow night, Kearney Catholic will host Grand Island Central Catholic. Thursday, Shelton will travel to Wood River. And then we've got hockey for you on Friday, Wednesday and Friday. So there's sports every night this week here on Classic Hits, and it culminates on Saturday with some wrestling. The championships of the Blue Flat Conference Wrestling Tournament from Centura on Saturday afternoon. Kennesaw Band, as you can hear in the background, is here and fired up on a Monday afternoon, and we're looking forward to some good basketball here. Our boys' game will feature the number one team in D2, the unbeaten Giltner Hornets. We'll come back, take a look at the starting lineups, get you ready for tonight's doubleheader with our girls' game right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. I want to thank Athletic Director Craig Schnitzer and the fine folks here at Kennesaw for their hospitality as we bring you tonight's starting lineups. Brought to you, as always, by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. First off, this afternoon, for the Giltner Lady Hornets, their starting lineup looks like this. Number four, the 5'5" sophomore, Randy Jansen. Number 22 is a 5'6" freshman, Darby Henricks. Number 30 is a 5'7" sophomore, Jordan Beek. Number 32 was a 5'9" sophomore, Abby Preisler. And number 44, a 5'7" freshman, Danny Moe. So as you can tell, a very young ball club. There are some seniors, but head coach Nancy Lockman, freshmen and sophomores, all five in the starting lineups tonight. Jackie Henricks, the assistant with Coach Lockman, Giltner, comes in with a record of 4-8 on the season. They've dropped four in a row since beating Heartland Lutheran in the holiday tournament, but they have not been playing slouches. Newman Grove 10-2, Lawrence Nelson 10-0, Bruning Davenport Shickley 10-3, and then a 6-point loss at 7-3 Osceola last week. So they've been playing some very good competition. Now for the Kennesaw Blue Devils, number 10 is a 5'3" junior, Cheyenne Bitfield. Number 20 is a 5'5" junior, McKaylee Nielsen. Number 24 is a 5'8" junior, Megan Blackford. Number 32 is a 5'4" junior, Rebecca Uden. And number 50 is a 5'10" junior, Taylor Bitfield. The head coach of the Kennesaw Blue Devils is Ryan Evans, assisted by Jennifer Becky. They are an even 6-6 on the season. They had dropped three of their last four before holding off Elm Creek on Friday night. They played last Friday and Saturday, and now they're right back here to play on this Monday night. Kennesaw, of course, made it to the state tournament and almost upset the number one seed going into overtime last year in Class D1. So this has been a team that's kind of always got things going about this time of the season. Coach Evans hopes that's the case, because Cheyenne Bitfield injured her ankle and knee in the game on Saturday night, didn't play the second half, and they only scored 12 points to hold on for that victory. Bitfield will get the start, but they're watching her very closely. If she can't go, you'll see a lot more of Kelly Mack. And that's a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. And we're back with more after this.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
Hey, this is Scott, and a recent survey shows that you want to shop at Builders because of our expert staff and because we've been locally owned since 1977. And you want to make sure that you're getting the best price in town. We shop the competition every day to make sure that we're priced correctly. And our guaranteed price match program is simple. If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
The AgriSure product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer. Best of luck to the athletes from Brent and Sarah.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
You've been listening to the New Tank Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Kennesaw, and Giltner. New Tank Seed wishing the best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark. Contact the New Tank Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. They're proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game and looking forward to your business in 2011. Thanking their customers, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tank Seed. Well, we are ready for basketball on this Monday. Along with producer-engineer Stacy Johns, Doug Diddley, got a three-man officiating crew, headlined by Kent Ropers to throw the ball up here. The home white and blue trim for Kennesaw, the traveling black with the orange trim, always spiffy for Giltner. They're going to go from left to right, Kennesaw from right to left, and we are ready for some basketball here. Don't expect a high-scoring game. Neither one of these teams really puts up a lot of points when they get things rolling, as the opening tip will be taken by Giltner. You'd have to think if you can get to 40 first here, get to the 40-point mark first, you're going to have a good chance of winning this basketball game here today. Giltner with a basketball, rotated in the left-hand corner. They'll get it into the post, and here's a turnaround jumper that spins off the glass, off the rim, in and out, no good by Danny Most, and it goes out of bounds. But he could grab it. It's off of Kennesaw, so Giltner will get another opportunity here. Giltner underneath. Quick little inbounds pass. Open shot. Won't fall for Preissler. The ball being batted around. Going to have a fight, and we're going to have a jump ball as Danny Most was tied up down low by Megan Blackbird. And, of course, the arrow will point the way of Kennesaw in this first 30 seconds after Giltner won the opening tap. Looks like they want to go with a little zone trap here. 1-2-1-1. And they'll throw over the top of it, get it into the front court there to Nielsen. Nielsen's pass through the lane is going to be tipped and stolen away. So a turnover here on the opening possession for Kennesaw, and Giltner will push it into the front court. Ball between the circles there for Henricks. Henricks to the high post, throws it down low. Danny Most is there, squares up, shoots, missed the little bunny, though, and the rebound comes out. Danny Most runs it down in the left-hand corner, and they'll reset it. Obviously, Giltner wants to get that ball inside. Danny Most, the freshman, stands at 5'7", and the tallest player for Kennesaw is Bitfield at 5'10". Now, finally, the ball is going to be batted away, and Giltner will turn it over. Had a second chance, couldn't convert, and Cheyenne Bitfield will bring the ball up the floor, heavily wrapped up on that left knee. Basketball goes back up to her. Looks like a zone from Giltner as well. Maybe a 1-3-1 trying to extend that out to the top. Randy Jansen is there, so going to force Kennesaw to knock some shots down. Skip pass over to the right wing to Nielsen. Back up top, looking at a three. Uden fires, and it's off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Danny Most. Some of these girls, of course, Deidre Ground, the mainstay of this team last year, graduated, but a lot of these girls are back and played some in the state tournament last year. As the shot in the corner is going to be deflected out of there by Rebecca Uden and run down by Taylor Bitfield, and Kennesaw will get the basketball. They leave it for Cheyenne Bitfield and let her bring it up one-on-one. She's going to be guarded by Randy Jansen as she comes across the timeline here. Now Giltner switches up to a man-to-man this possession, so they've changed up here, trying to give him a different look as they'll lob it down low, trying to get it to Taylor Bitfield. Over her hands, she tries to save it in, but can't do so, and Kennesaw will turn it over. So we've played a couple of minutes here in the first quarter, and nobody's been able to get on the scoreboard as of yet. So Giltner will bring the ball up, uncontested. Darby Henricks brings it to the right side, gives it off to Randy Jansen. Jansen looks inside, well out from the three-point line. Skip pass left side of the key to Beek, into the corner. 19-footer is on the way, rattles in and out that time for Henricks. Rebound brought down by Kennesaw, and coming out of the pack is Blackbird. Blackbird gets it out on the right wing to Bitfield, trying to push it up, but you can tell she just doesn't have the speed here. Three-pointer in the corner, up and in by McKaylee Nielsen. And the first bucket of the ball game belongs to Kennesaw, and they lead it by a score of 3-0. 5:15 to go here in the first quarter. Nielsen hits the three. That's what you got to do sometimes against the 1-3-1 at the other end. A three by Henricks is up, and it won't go. Rebound pulled down by Uten, and she'll kick it out on the right wing. Long pass to the other end. Just waiting for the easy layup is Nielsen again. Doing a little cherry picking down, and Kennesaw scores on back-to-back possessions. Nielsen gets both buckets, and it's 5-0 Blue Devils. Giltner with the ball between the circles, trying to get on the board here. 4:45 to go in the first quarter. Left-hand corner, they go to Henricks. Back up top to Preissler, and rotated to the right side. Dumped into the corner there to Beek. Back up top, open look, thinking about it, but not taking it is Henricks. Down low, they get it to Most. Most has her shot blocked out of bounds by Taylor Bitfield, and it'll stay on that side for Giltner. They'll get it underneath their own hoop. Checking into the ball game for Kennesaw, Kelly Mack. Bitfield will come out and get that breather. Coach Evans wants to keep an eye on her with that injury. And Giltner ball underneath their own hoop. Trouble getting it in. Finally do fire it out on the wing to Most. Most is going to attack the lane. Now throw through. The ball is knocked away. The steal made and a foul to go along with it. Nielsen made the steal. And then the foul is going to be called on Abby Preissler. That's the first foul of the game on Giltner. And Kennesaw with a 5-0 lead will bring the ball up the floor. On the right side with it is going to be Kelly Mack. Mack dribbles once. Now back to the 1-3-1 zone. So Giltner kind of changes it up every possession here. Skip pass back over to Mack. Doesn't want the shot. Up top for Uden. 4-3, and it's good. Rebecca Uden hits the three, and Kennesaw has jumped out to an 8-0 lead midway through quarter number one. Walking the ball up the floor here for Giltner is Darby Henricks. Staying in the man-to-man is Kennesaw. Swing it over to the right side is Preissler. They had some success with Most getting her down low. And now the last few trips, she hasn't touched it. They go to the other post, and it's over her head and out of bounds. So the third turnover for Giltner. And not the start that Coach Lockman was looking here on this Monday night. Pressure's on. Good job here to get across the timeline quickly for Kennesaw. Mack to Uden. Reverse at left side. There's Nielsen. Back up top it goes. Uden. 3:40 to go, first quarter, 8-0. Couple of threes. Huden looking for another three. Top of the key, rattles in and out, no good. Rebound, pulled down offensively in there by Nielsen. And they'll kick it out to an open Kelly Mack. She's not covered. She fires from 13 and knocks it down. And Kennesaw now starting to hit some open shots, and it is 10-0. Lady Blue Devils, a little slow start, but now they've caught some fire and lead it by 10. Now pushing it out a little farther. Giltner pick and roll. Didn't work. Ball deflected. Taylor Bitfield has it. And here comes Kennesaw again. Off to a great start here at home on a Monday. And when you're playing on a Monday or a night you're not used to playing, getting at home is going to help you. Mack to Bitfield in the right-hand corner. One dribble. Lobs it back up top. Nielsen. McKaylee for three. Comes up well short that time. And Beek has the rebound for Giltner. Up the floor she comes, trying to go coast to coast, and sneaking in from behind is Kelly Mack. Mack knocks the ball away, then she's tied up, and the arrow points the way of Giltner. And it looks like, or no, they just called timeout. It's going to be a timeout here with 2:44 to go in the first quarter. So the score 10-0 in favor of Kennesaw. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
And welcome back to high school basketball. After the timeout to save the possession there, the ball will belong to Kennesaw, so they got the timeout called before the jump ball. And up the floor they'll come, leading it 10-0. And as they get across the timeline, they step out of bounds. So good defense that time by the Hornets to force Kennesaw into their third turnover here in the first quarter. We were scoreless through the first 2 minutes. And then Kennesaw started hitting some shots, including a couple of threes, one from Uden, one from Nielsen. And it's 10-0. And Giltner still looking for a bucket here. And it's ripped away from behind from most. Bitfield trying to go coast to coast with three players in pursuit. And she'll be fouled as she goes to the hoop by Darby Henricks. And Giltner now has just got to find a way to take better care of the basketball. They have turned it over six times already here in the first quarter of play. And at the free throw line to shoot a pair will be Cheyenne Bitfield. First one is on the way, and it will not go. Checking into the ball game now for Giltner is going to be number 14, Haley Most, and number 42, Shane Vaught. Waiting to come in for Kennesaw is Rebecca Uden. She will if Bitfield makes the free throw, which she does. So Cheyenne gets her first bucket of the ball game, or first point of the ball game, and Uden will come in. It is 11-0 in favor of Kennesaw. And the Blue Devils, their losses this year, they've got six of them, but again, some of them to some undefeated teams. Down low, here's Most. Danny spins on the left block. Turnaround jumper, no good. Got her own rebound. They're getting it to Most, but again, remember, she's just a freshman. They're getting it down there, but they haven't been able to connect. They'll just have to keep firing it down there because that's the place to go. Trying to post up is Haley Most. Now they come through the backside to get it to Beek, and it's going to be deflected. There was no passing lane and taken away. Uden will come up the floor with it for Kennesaw. Their defense shutting him down. Throws it over to Mack. Kelly, not that tall, had to go up and tip it just to keep it in play. Back over to Mack on the right wing. Bounce pass down low, trying to find Blackford, but it's past her and out of bounds. That'll be the fourth turnover for Kennesaw, and Taylor Bitfield will come back in. And Blackford will check out. 11-0 Kennesaw, 1:30 to go here in the first quarter. Most on the left elbow decides to dribble in. Double team, kicks it back out top to Henricks. Henricks holds the ball above her head. Against this man-to-man, Giltner's got to move a little bit quicker. They're passing and then holding the ball, and if there is a screen, that allows Kennesaw to get set. Most, left-hand corner, three-pointer on the way, wedges between the rim and the backboard. That's a jump ball, and Giltner will maintain possession with 1:14 to go here in the first quarter. The athleticism of the official firing everybody up here. Brett Wetton still has a little bit. Goes up there and slaps it out of there. That's the applause you heard. Inbounds pass to Danny Mose, but her shot from the right block is too strong and no good. It goes out of bounds. So Giltner has to be frustrated. They're getting some looks in close, and they have not been making them. Kennesaw hits a couple of threes, and all of a sudden it looks like an insurmountable lead in the first quarter as they break the press, drop it into the right-hand corner. Nothing there. Back up top, casting up the three from the hip is Jen Peschick. It's no good, and the rebound brought down by Vaught for Giltner. Up the floor come the Hornets. And again, you see they put that pressure on when Kennesaw takes it out of bounds. They'd like to score, put the pressure on, and get something going. And we've got a foul called on Kennesaw, their first of the game, as they get the ball in the low block to Vaught. Foul is going to be called on Kelly Mack. And into the ball game, number 40 for Giltner is Keisha Folk. 44 seconds to go here in the first quarter, and Giltner trying to get on the board. Ball underneath their own hoop. Haley Most, one of the seniors, coming off the bench. Throws it in. There's a point-blank shot up and in for Shane Vaught. Good job there by the Hornets to finally execute. And it's 11-2 with 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Again, Kennesaw breaks the press. Long pass down to Taylor Bitfield. One dribble, left-handed layup, up and in on the assist from Mack. You can't draw it up any better than that. And Taylor Bitfield able to score on the press break here. 24 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Giltner looking for back-to-back buckets on back-to-back possessions for the first time. Danny Most holds it on the left side of the key, over to the right side to Vaught. 15 seconds. Here's a three-pointer on the way by Henricks. It comes off the iron, no good. Rebound pulled down by Kelly Mack. Still loose a little bit, and it's going to be knocked away. The steal is made. Time running down, and Giltner throws it away out of desperation. Kennesaw will just hold on to it, and that'll be the end of the first quarter of play here on this Monday Night Basketball special doubleheader on Classic Hits 98.9. After one, it's Kennesaw 13 and Giltner 2.
When you need banking, all you need to know is the Adams County Bank in Kennesaw, a full-service bank with checking, savings, loans, and more. Adams County Bank can help you make your dreams come true. Proud to support the area athletes in today's game.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Ann. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Sundays. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
And welcome back to Kennesaw. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school hoops here on Classic Hits and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. We go to the second quarter. Kennesaw will get the ball to start the second quarter, and they're already up 13-2. We'll look at some of the numbers in a moment, but right now we're in action. Uton in the right-hand corner, trying to get trapped in the zone here. Kick it back up top to Mack, reverse it, skip pass back over to Uden for the three. It's going to hit the iron short, no good. Offensive rebound pulled down by Kelly Mack. Another opportunity here for the Blue Devils. Free throw line, Mack, left side. Here's an open jumper from 16. Nielsen up and in. McKaylee Nielsen with a team high, 7 points, and it's 15-2. Kennesaw in the first quarter, turnovers, Giltner had 8 of them. Kennesaw 5, rebound 6 for Giltner, 5 for Kennesaw. On the little pick and roll, down to Vaught. Vaught puts it up and in. She's got both buckets for Giltner, and that makes it 15-4. They're running kind of the same play every time, trying to come off that high pick and flash down the lane. They'll come from the left side of the lane, come off the high pick, roll it around the right side of the elbow, and try and get the pass in one step layup. 15-4. Here's an open jumper. Nielsen again. The 10-footer on the right side this time is also good. And Nielsen, the junior, having a heck of a ball game so far, 17-4, and she's got 9 points. At the other end, Vaught, 12-footer, fires quickly, no good. Ball's going to be batted out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Kennesaw. 3-point shooting in the first quarter. Giltner was 0 of 3. Kennesaw was 2 of 6. The only free throws, Kennesaw Cheyenne Bitfield, where she is 1 of 2 at the line. And Cheyenne will bring the ball up the floor here now for Kennesaw, all the way to the left corner. Cut off before she gets to the baseline. Out to Uden for the three. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by the Hornets and Abby Preissler. Chrysler up the floor. They get it to Vaught. Vaught underneath gets fouled. She was there for the layup, and Rekha Uden had to commit the foul. Her first and the team's second. Haven't been a lot of problems with the fouls in the ball game, just two on each team. 17-4, though, Kennesaw with the lead. Giltner, a lot of game left, but they got to start getting some points. And Shane Vaught, who has both buckets, will go to the line to shoot two, and the first one is no good. Second one coming here for the Hornets. And Shane takes a few dribbles, puts this one up, and it's too strong. And the rebound pokes to the floor. A quick jump ball, and an arrow points the way of the Hornets. And that's Keisha Folk in there to grab it. And a timeout going to be called here by Giltner. Looks like they are going to take the full-length timeout with 6:25 to go here in the first half. It's 17-4 Kennesaw on Classic Hits.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Welcome back to Kennesaw. 6:25 to go in the second quarter. Giltner basketball underneath their own hoop out of the Hornet timeout. They'll go backside and into the hands there of Abby Pricer, who dribbled away from the hoop. So apparently they didn't have anything set up on the inbounds play out of the timeout. And they'll get into their half-court offense here. Pricer on the right side of the key. Now they're double-teaming Vaught, and Giltner throws it away up top. That's not what Coach Lockman was hoping to see happen. Call the timeout, set up a play, and never even got a look at a shot. So it'll be Kennesaw basketball from half court. They'll get it in. Nielsen kicks it back out. Blackford Nielsen back down to Megan. Megan being harassed, needs some help, throws it back out. Taylor Bitfield, little 15-footer, no good. Comes off the front of the rim into the hands of Haley Most, and up the floor comes Giltner. Most pushes it, tries to fire it down low, but the ball is deflected away by Nielsen, and a steal and a foul to go along with it. And Giltner had a couple of girls in the area. They're going to call it on Haley Most, her first. Back into the ball game, Darby Hendricks for Giltner, who came into the ball game 4-8. And Kennesaw 6-6. But so far, it's been all Blue Devils here on their home court on this Monday night. Get ready for the conference tournament in the Crossroads next week. Crossover dribble, Bitfield gets to the free throw line. Thought she was going to go all the way. Instead, she'll kick it back out to Nielsen. McKaylee gets it into Blackford, guarded by Vaught. Swing it to the right side to Uden. Man-to-man, Giltner getting a little tougher on that man-to-man. Uden's going to drive into the paint, off the square and in. Becca Uden gets a bucket for her fifth point. Nice move to the hoop, but it's 19-4. So Blue Devils just continue to build on that lead, and although they're not really killing it offensively, they definitely are shutting down Giltner defensively as the pass is deflected away. Stays with Giltner, and into the ball game, Danny Most returns for Giltner, and in for Kennesaw, Jen Peschick, and here comes Lauren Volsky for the first time. 5 minutes to go here in the first half, 19-4 Kennesaw. Giltner ball. Get into the right-hand corner to Jansen. Flip it over to Danny Most in the paint. Makes a nice pass to Vaught underneath. She'll lay it up and in. Great pass from Danny Most. And Vaught lays it up and in. So maybe they're going to get Most out of there and bring Vaught in there. She's got all six of their points, and it's 19-6. Kennesaw at the other end. Again, as we said, throughout the first quarter, they were getting the ball down the post. They just weren't making anything. Bitfield spins, shoots, blocked underneath there by Pricer. Got it back momentarily, and now coming out of there with it is going to be Giltner's Darby Hendricks. Up the floor all the way, takes the runner, no good. Ball collected by Becca Uden. Rebecca, baseball pass to Taylor Bitfield, runs the floor well, left-handed layup, good. Both the buckets for Taylor Bitfield come from fast breaks, and it's 21-6 Kennesaw with 4:15 to go here in the first half. at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll look at the first half stats as Danny Mills fires a 10-footer. No good. Taylor Mitfield gets the rebound. We'll also preview the boys' game, and we'll hear from Giltner coach Matt Drew. We had a chance to chat with him earlier today on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, and we'll have that interview for you again coming up at halftime. As they are unbeaten, 12-0, they're ranked 1-2, depending on if you look at the Omaha or the Lincoln paper. Hampton is ranked 1-2, and they will probably meet up, at least they are hoping, in the championship game of the Crossroads Conference Tournament next week, and then play them at home the next to last week of the season. Right now, though, the girls just trying to get something going here for the Hornets. Not having any luck offensively, and Kennesaw has the ball underneath their own hoop. Trying to set up Cheyenne Bitfield in the left-hand corner for a three. It's going to be blocked by Danny Most, and out of bounds it goes, staying with Kennesaw. Giltner had that track pretty good. Simple inbounds play. Throw it to one wing, come to the other wing, wait for the two or three passes, and that time the three passes were too many. Giltner was able to get on her immediately. Inbounds pass Nielsen, left elbow to Kelly Mack. Back out Nielsen on the left wing, guarded there by Randy Jansen. 3.5 to go, second quarter. It's 21-6, Kennesaw. Crossover dribble, Bitfield loses her defender. Bounce pass down to the baseline. Blackford can't get a shot away. She does save it, and now there's a jump ball as they get it over to Pesek. And the arrow points the way of Kennesaw. So the Blue Devils, for the third time, get an opportunity here. They'll stack everybody on the opposite side of the lane, try to get that back door, and Giltner's ready for it. Stepping right in front of Pesek is Darby Hendricks. And that'll be the first turnover of the quarter for Kennesaw. Hendricks all the way up the floor, runs out of real estate, throws down the baseline. Somehow Jansen makes the catch, and now a foul going to be called on the entry pass to Danny Most. And the foul is going to be on McKaylee Nielsen. She's got the game-high 9 points, her first. Again, the foul's not a problem at all. Three on each squad. In for Giltner, Jordan Beek. She'll take it out underneath her own hoop. Giltner trying to get set to throw it in. Going to the right-hand corner to Hendricks. And they lob it into the double team. Bott was calling for it, but she had no chance, and it's deflected and stolen away. Kennesaw ball. And Coach Ryan Evans a little worried about this game, especially with Bitfield being banged up, but his girls are doing a great job defensively to put this one in hand as they turn it over. And getting caught down low was Blackford, and Kennesaw back-to-back turnovers. 2:40 to go here in the first half. Still 21-6 Kennesaw. It was 13-2 at the end of the first quarter. And Shane Vaught has all the points for Giltner as Most tries to change that. No good. Over the back, not called as the rebound brought down by Giltner. And Beek has it. Out for a three. It's on the way, and it is in by Darby Hendricks. So Giltner finally able to knock down an outside shot. 21-9. If they could get a couple of those, that might ease up the tension and the pressure in the block there, because Kennesaw really packing it in on Giltner. 21-9 the score as we approach the two-minute mark, and a bounce pass stolen away. Here comes Danny Mose trying to go coast-to-coast, takes it in, puts it up and in, and draws the foul. A three-point play opportunity for the freshman Danny Mose, and here comes Giltner, a chance to get it into single digits after being down by 15. Most will take her first free throw attempt of the basketball game. And Most, a couple of dribbles, and puts it up. It's going to be short, but an offensive rebound and a block shot. Taylor Bitfield blocking the shot of Jordan B, who just kind of caught it and shot it. They're going to call a jump ball, and it's going to be Giltner's. So the Hornets will get it underneath their own hoop. Chance to get 4 points this trip down the floor. And they get it into the corner for Hendricks. 12-footer good, and they do. Hendricks gets a bucket. Remember, that all started with a steal, a Most layup. She was fouled. She missed the free throw. Giltner got the ball, and they score again. 21-13, seven in a row here for the Hornets to get back into ball game. So just when it looked comfortable for Kennesaw, Giltner is back in it here before the half. High post, Blackford swings it left side. Cheyenne Bitfield fires the three. It's off the iron. No good. Offensive rebound, Uten. She'll put it back up and score. Rebecca Uten now has 7 points and three rebounds. 23-13. Kennesaw by 10. Minute 15 and a half. Blackford deflects the ball, and then it goes out of bounds off her shoulder. And it's going to be Giltner basketball. Stay with us. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report is coming up. Kelly Mack re-enters for Kennesaw. Again, more basketball coming your way on ESPN 1460 and 1550 tonight. A premier college matchup. Number 3 Syracuse at number 5 Pittsburgh for the Big East lead at 6:30. Inbounds pass, top of the key. Henricks 3 up and in. Back-to-back threes for Darby Henricks, and she's got 8 straight points here. Well, throw in the 2 from most, but nonetheless, it's 23-16, and this is as close as Giltner's been since it was 8-0. To Taylor Bitfield, Most went for the steal, didn't get it. Bitfield grabbed it. Most recovers, knocks it out of her hands. And just a little positive offense has got Giltner moving a little bit better here on the defensive side. Kennesaw ball underneath their own hoop. Swing it to the right-hand corner. Wide open. Uden for 3. She could have called for pizza on that one, but it's no good. And the rebound brought down by Henricks, who's really got things going here. Pass underneath. Shot by Beek. Might have been deflected in there. The rebound brought down by Taylor Bitfield. That looked like Kelly Mack got a fingernail on that. And so the shot comes up short. And Kennesaw has the ball with 30 seconds to go here in the first half, leading it 23-16, but only 2 points here in about 4 minutes. On the right wing with it is going to be Cheyenne Bitfield. Bitfield up top. Mack comes around, got hooked there, and off balance, just throws it towards the hoop. Got lucky because it deflects off the glass, off a Giltner leg and out of bounds. So Kennesaw gets another opportunity here with 17 seconds remaining in the half. Bitfield to throw it in from the baseline. Backdoor wide open. Uden catches, shoots, and scores. Another patented inbounds play. 25-16, Kennesaw with 10 seconds to go. Most at midcourt with 8 seconds. Danny gives it off to Darby Henricks. Gets it to Most at the high post. High arching shot, no good. Rebound is a tie-up as time expires here in the first half of play. So after the first half in Kennesaw, your score, the Kennesaw Lady Blue Devils 25 and the Giltner Lady Hornets 16. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take a look at the first half stats and catch up with Giltner boys coach Matt Drew. Stay with us on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Kennesaw, and Giltner.
Is there an older adult in your family? Consider Haven Home of Kennesaw, a clean, comfortable nursing home nestled in a small town setting. We offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy, adult respite and rehabilitation services, and hospice care. Included is free transportation to and from appointments, all provided by a friendly staff ready to answer your questions. Keep the golden years carefree years at Haven Home of Kennesaw at the corner of Smith and Elm Streets in Kennesaw. Call 402-752-3212 for a no-obligation tour or information.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at proteamdesign.com.
And welcome back to Kennesaw. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics throughout the season. And we're already into that second half of the basketball season. Hard to believe, isn't it? And we welcome you to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. At the half, Kennesaw has 9 points from McKaylee Nielsen and Rebecca Uden, and they lead Giltner by a score of 25-16. Darby Henricks getting all 8 of her points there in the second quarter. Shane Bott has 6. We'll give you all the stats in just a little bit. But up next, we've got a boys' contest that should be a pretty darn good one. The Giltner Hornets are ranked number 1 in the state at a perfect 12-0, and we had a chance to catch up with head coach Matt Drew earlier today on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show, and here's that interview we had with Giltner coach Drew earlier today.
Great to have you on the show. Congratulations to the great start.
Well, thanks. It's been an exciting year. We had a lot of success in football, and we'd be able to continue that in basketball.
Matt, did you guys see this? Small towns wait for these groups of athletes to come through. It's been 2 or 3 years. I said last Thursday or Friday on the show, you know, this is just a special time for Giltner, and the success carries over one sport. These kids haven't lost football or basketball the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, if you take away Howells, we haven't lost very much in football at all. And, you know, we got some guys that played a few years. We got Drew, who's a pretty special athlete, just a junior. And, you know, the seniors we've had in the past, Nate Most and Shea Hendricks and Cody Sheck last year, and before that, Brock Hendricks and Ben Harmon. Those guys all helped us out to be this good this long.
Let's talk about Drew Ott. He's averaging a double-double, 18 points, 12.5 rebounds a game. A lot of things go through him, and when you see, which we'll get to in a minute, it's not like you're scoring 80 points a ball game. So he is a big part of that. How has his role changed this year compared to last year?
Oh, he's definitely option number one. Last year he hurt his elbow and only played about half the year and was only playing with one arm. So this year he's been the focus of our offense. We got some great guys on our team that are willing to pass the ball inside and not have to look for the shot all the time. Our seniors are really good leaders with that, with Sean Finley and Luke Richards. So, you know, the team recognized what our advantage is, and it's usually in the post with Trevor Poppin and Drew Ott being our big guys.
Matt, I'm guessing the team's also got to realize they've got to hit some shots from the outside, otherwise the double and triple teams are going to come to Drew.
Yeah, I mean, we've started to shoot the ball better. We're still not – the guys are telling me today that Adam Central shot 20 and made 23-pointers in their game against Donovan Trumbull, and we looked at our stats, and we haven't made 23s yet all year. So, you know, we're definitely an inside-out team, but we've hit some big shots. We had some sophomores hit some big shots. Dylan Hendricks hit 2 threes against a rated BDS team that really helped us win.
Matt Drew is the head basketball coach at Gildner. He's joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, very few times do you look at an unbeaten team that's averaging less than 50 points a game on the offense. You should have, means that you would have a lot closer games. You're not beating many teams by 30 or 35 or 40 points. You've had a couple of close games this year with Heartland Lutheran and Cedar Valley. With all that talent and still staying at 12-0, talk a little bit more about that offensive philosophy.
We definitely look to get the ball inside. You know, we haven't shot a very good percentage yet. We haven't shot very well from free throws, which would have helped us out against Cedar Valley. You know, we look to run a little bit more recently, but, you know, we were starting with three new starters. We lost the majority of our scoring from last year, so it's taken the guys a little bit of a while to get it assimilated with each other and understanding their roles, you know, and you've got these sophomores that we've been telling need to shoot, and it's just taking them a while to get confidence. Our two seniors, Luke didn't play last year, so he's kind of finding his way. And our young point guard, Ethan Kreitz, I mean, he's a junior now, but he's never started before, and he's starting to come on. So, you know, it's just taking time. I think the points will come, but we definitely focus on defense. It's a little different than our basketball or our football team where we just score all the time.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, you look at the defensive numbers, you get people holding people in the 20s and 30s most of the night. So you look ahead towards Kennesaw. If you're going to remain undefeated the next two games and you head into this Crossroads Conference tournament and get through it unscathed, what's the one thing that's going to have to improve?
Turnovers. We can't turn over the ball near as much. I think that's part of the reason we're not scoring so much as we waste so many possessions with a bad turnover. And our defense is able to make up for that, but if we just weren't turning the ball over 10 times less or 5 times less and got 5 more shots, that would get us into the 50s and help us roll on a little bit better. But definitely turnovers, and we've done a great job rebounding and playing defense. It's just the turnovers that are killing us.
Coach, what about the matchup with Kennesaw tonight?
Well, you know, the Burr kid and the Clark kid are two pretty big kids. The Schnitzler kid, for only being a sophomore, is a really good shooter. We're just going to have to hope that he's not hot, and hopefully we're part of the reason that he doesn't get hot. Try to run the floor hard. We haven't played well in Kennesaw the last time we were down there, so hopefully we can turn that around. And playing on a Monday night is always kind of weird, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, it's a makeup from last week. And, hey, it's a new gym, so, you know, the kids haven't played in this one before, have they?
No, I haven't even seen it yet, so we'll see how it goes.
And finally, Coach, we got to look ahead. You haven't had the crack at Hampton yet. Hampton hasn't had the crack at you. A lot of people anticipating that'll be the finals in the conference tournament, and then you'll play them a couple of weeks later in the regular season. I know it's all this one game at a time stuff, but that could be special if both teams can keep it unscathed until that point.
Yeah, I mean, we look forward to that game. We really look forward to playing them in football, and I think we surprised a lot of people with the score in football, beating them 72-0, so I don't think we'll be able to beat them that much in basketball, but we look forward to playing them, and we want to play them.
Oh, that's great, because you pissed them off.
Yeah, that's all right. We definitely Hampton's a rival, and we didn't feel bad about that at all.
Always good to have some healthy rivals out there. Well, Coach, we'll see you tonight at Kennesaw, and keep up the good work with the Hornets.
All right, thanks, guys.
Take care, Matt Drew, head boys basketball coach of the Giltner Hornets.
And that's Giltner boys basketball coach Matt Drew. Caught up with him earlier today on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show. They take on a 7-5 Kennesaw team in our boys' game that'll get started at about 6:45 this evening here on Classic Hits. Girls' game, let's take a look at the first half stats for you here. First of all, for Giltner, Haley Most has one rebound. Darby Henricks has 8 points, two rebounds. Jordan Beek, four rebounds. Abby Pricer, a rebound and a block. Keisha Folk has a rebound. Shane Bott has 6 points, a rebound. And Danny Most, 2 points, four rebounds, and a block. Just 2 points in that first quarter, 14 in the second. At the half, 16 points, 14 rebounds. 0 of 3 from the free throw line, 2 of 5 from three-point land, both by Henricks. Two block shots on 11 turnovers for Giltner. Nobody in any foul problems. For Kennesaw, Cheyenne Bitfield, 1.1 rebound. McKaylee Nielsen, 9 points and a rebound. Megan Blackford, 2 rebounds. Rebecca Uden, 9 points, 3 rebounds and a block. Kelly Mack, 2 points, 2 rebounds and a block. And Taylor Bitfield, 4 points, 2 rebounds and 2 blocks. 13 points in the first quarter, 12 in the second. At the half, Kennesaw, 25 points, 11 rebounds. 1 out of 2 at the free throw line, 2 of 10 from three-point land. 3 blocks, make it 4 block shots and 8 turnovers. Nobody on either team has more than one foul. At the half, it's Kennesaw 25 and Giltner 16. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
The unbelievable tractor tire sale is on now at CPI Mr. Tire. Co-op pivot tires are as low as $151 cash and carry for size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax tractor tire is low as $925 cash and carry for size 480 ADR42. Other tractor tires are also on sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself, CPI. CPI.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
We start the third quarter. Kennesaw ball, and it takes them 4 seconds to get it on the wing. And a three-pointer for Rebecca Uden is up and in. Her second three, a game-high 12 points, and a good start here for Kennesaw. They were up 15, got it cut down to 7. Now they lead it by 12, 28-16. Giltner throws it away. Skip pass over the top of the defense, over the head of Randy Jansen. So Giltner not the start that they wanted here in quarter number 3. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns back with you at Kennesaw. And it looks like Giltner wants to put a little more pressure on the ball up at the midcourt line and forces Cheyenne Bitfield to give it to Uden. Man-to-man defense here. Jordan Beek on her. So a change up defensively here. We saw him switch zone, 1-3-1 in man, but they never put that much pressure on us. Taylor Bitfield drives in, goes into Danny Most. Most blocks it, takes it away. Up the floor comes Henricks in the left-hand corner. Giltner trying to get something going here off that block. Beek, skip pass up top to Jansen, and walk to the basketball. So 13 turnovers now for Giltner. Giltner got going a little too quick there. As Jansen looked to the right side, she wanted to fire it to Henricks, and Darby wasn't over there yet and ended up taking that extra half step. Ball goes back over to Kennesaw. Uden brings the ball up the floor. And again, remember, Bitfield got banged up Saturday, so if they make her work a little harder with the ball here, she may not have the speed as she tries to get by Jansen. Gives it up to Bitfield, back out to Bitfield. Ball fake. Now comes into the paint and throws it off the glass too strong. We're going to have another jump ball as players go to the floor. It's going to be Shane Vaught tied up with Megan Blackford, and the arrow points the way of Giltner. So the Hornets with the basketball, and now Kennesaw going to put on full-court pressure, I believe, for the first time. So both teams doing something different out of the halftime locker room, and Danny Most will push the ball up the floor, 4-on-3. Stops, kicks it into the corner to Jansen. Had a three, didn't want it. Down to Vaught. Back out top, Henricks for three. It's off the iron, no good. Rebound being slapped around, and Bitfield has it for Kennesaw. And Taylor will get it over to Cheyenne, and up the floor they come. Stutter dribble trying the right side, just gets across the timeline. Another stutter dribble gets by Jansen, who thought she had her trap. Cheyenne still with the dribble right in front of her own bench. Now the 5-second count on. It's knocked away. Off a leg, and they're going to say off of Jansen. Into the ball game, 2 minutes into the half now, comes Kelly Mack. trying to keep Bitfield okay in there, working on that leg, ankle that got injured on Saturday. And the ball comes into Uten, who's going to try a long-range jumper from the right side. It is a three. It's no good, but an offensive rebound for Taylor Bitfield. Her fourth board, and up top they'll go to Mack. Reset the offense here. McKaylee Nielsen, ball got away from her, and a travel going to be called. It came over, and it looked like some of those catches we saw in the NFL this weekend. She caught it with one arm, and it came up by her ear, and she was still moving. So they call her for the travel. First Kennesaw turnover of the half, and we've already played 2 minutes and 20 seconds, and just one bucket, a three by Kennesaw, as they steal it away. Kiltner with three turnovers, so kind of the way they started the game, turning it over and not scoring. 28-16 Kennesaw, high post Blackford. Right elbow, looks for the cutter. Well defended there by the Giltner Hornets. So they try a little give and go, and the pass to Blackford is over her head from Uten and out of bounds. Good idea there by the Blue Devils, just not able to execute it. Kennesaw will drop back defensively this time and allow the Hornets to bring the ball across the timeline. Working it up with a left-hand dribble, now going to the right is Henricks, swinging it over there outside the arc to Vaught. Sagging on her is Taylor Bitfield, and she'd let her have the three if she wants it. Back up top to Beek. Back over to Vaught, trying to open that paint up and get some drives, and Shane does drive, but away from behind, lost the handle in another Giltner turnover. And Kennesaw coach Ryan Evans says, slow it down, numbers aren't there. And so that's what Uten does. Cross the timeline, swings it right side, got it to Mack. Mack just about able to get by Jansen, instead kicks it up to the free throw line. Jumper by Taylor Bitfield is up and in. And a bucket each quarter for Taylor Bitfield, and the lead is back up to 14. 30-16, Kennesaw with 4:40 to go here in the third quarter of play on Classic Hits and KKPR.com. Danny Most is going to try a three and nail it. Nothing but net for Most. Her first three, the third three of the game here for Giltner, and they're on the board of the second half at 30-19. Only three players have scored for Giltner. Most has five, Vaught has six, Henricks has eight. And the ball at the other end, almost thrown away, and now is thrown away. Nielsen tried to save the errant pass, and three turnovers now in a short amount of time for Kennesaw. Most brings it up the floor, stops the right elbow. Vaught thought about the three, Henricks thought about the three, didn't take it. Now they get it back over to Darby, and she'll pull it out, reset it. Didn't get the quick shot, so they'll get into their half-court offense. Kennesaw staying man-to-man defense, down to Vaught, off the pick, turnaround jumper. No good, she was a little off balance. And a rebound brought down by Kelly Mack. The pass came a little too late that time for Shane Vaught. When the crowd and the coaches are yelling to throw it in there, you know it's too late. And Vaught had already got down to the post. The pass is behind her. And now at midcourt, the ball knocked away, but Uten able to save it. As a hand there from Beek, couldn't quite get the steal. Over to Bitfield. Bitfield left baseline, and you hear the whistle. She stepped out of bounds. Kennesaw can't score if they don't shoot. They're not shooting because they're turning it over. Four turnovers in five possessions here, and Kennesaw is going to bring Rachel Steiner into the ball game for the first time. 30-19 remains your score. Into the post to Beek. Beek fadeaway jumper because everybody's taller than she was that time. No good. Rebound brought down by Danny Most. Her fifth clears it out on the wing. Uten all over the Giltner Hornets, who eventually get it down to the baseline. The short jumper no good by Preissler. Fights for her own rebound. It ends up in the hands that time of Henricks. And a foul finally called, the first one of the half, and it's going to go on Kennesaw. Some free throws coming up for Darby Henricks, who has not been to the line. The foul was on Rebecca Uten, her second. She's the first player in the game with multiple fouls. That has not been a problem on either side. The free throw skips in and out, no good. And both teams will substitute guards, Cheyenne Bitfield for Kennesaw and Haley Most for Giltner. 30-19, Kennesaw jumped out to an 11-0 lead as the second free throw is up, and it is in by Henricks, and it's kind of been in that area. Kennesaw got up by 15 at 19-4, and then Giltner started to chip away. They cut it down to 7 at 23-16, but that's as close as they've been. Right now, 30-20, and Danny Most stepped in front to knock the ball away, and did, but out of bounds. I think the Giltner fans thought there should have been a foul there. Most knocked it away, and then she got ran over by Blackford, who's going to check out. But it stays with Kennesaw on the front court with 2:50 to go. Third quarter, 30-20 Blue Devils. Kennesaw 6-6, Giltner 4-8. Our boys game will follow here on Classic Hits. Early start time. These are makeup games from last week on this Monday. There's a handful of games sprinkled across the state. As most, Haley went for the steal, didn't get it. Mack drives into the right-hand corner, gives it off to Bitfield. Taylor's 12-footer is no good. Rebound yanked down by Darby Hendricks. Giltner again has a chance to cut it to single digits. They want to run. Good pass underneath to Danny Most. Deflected away. Abby Freisler had her spotted, and it looked like McKaylee Nielsen just got a finger on it to prevent what would have been a layup. Giltner ball underneath their own hoop. They'll box the lane, set the picks in the left-hand corner. Contested three is no good by Hendricks. Long rebound comes all the way back out to her. Good job by Hendricks to fire it underneath, and the little layup is up and in for Abby Freisler, I believe it was, that got that one. As her and Most were both underneath, and it's down to 8, 30-22. And we've got a whistle and a double dribble called on Kennesaw. Coach Evans has four timeouts, as does Giltner, and let's see what Ryan wants to do here. There's still 2:07 to go in the third quarter of play, and Giltner will have the basketball. A bucket here would get him as close as they've been since the start of the game. Right elbow with it is going to be Freisler. Tries to fire it backside, and it's going to be deflected away before it gets to Randy Jansen. So Giltner will take it out underneath their own hoop. They've had plenty of chances to do this. Haley Most, inbounds pass deflected, but Freisler grabbed it. Seven-footer will not go too strong, and the ball deflected away from Bitfield into the hands of Nielsen. And Kennesaw will wait for the traffic to clear and bring it up with Rebecca Ute. She'll push it down the middle of the floor. Nobody picks her up. Stops the free throw line. Now Most finally jumps out there. Makes her stop her shot almost in midair. She just kept the foot on the ground. Ute down the left side of the key. Brings it into the high post. Bounce pass right side. Taylor Bitfield, quick shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Danny Most. She's got a team high six, and Most is going to bring it all the way up the floor. Stop on the right wing. Pull up. Fire the 14-footer. No good. Ball is going to go out of bounds off of Kennesaw. No, she saved it. Taylor Bitfield saved it, but then tried to dribble the ball up the floor and turned it over. A minute 10 to go in this third quarter. Giltner throws up the shot. No good. Rebound brought down by Cheyenne Bitfield, and Danny Most stepped on her. It was going to be called for the foul. That's her first of the ball game. Freisler's been a lot more active here the last 2 minutes for Giltner, at least keeping the ball alive. 105 to go third quarter. Kennesaw 30, Giltner 22 on Classic Hits, 98.9. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you basketball. Tonight, doubleheader, the boys' game will follow, so stay with us for that. And that'll tip off approximately 6:45. Maybe a tad bit earlier, this game is moving along pretty good. Nielsen up top has the ball knocked away, and they're going to call her for an over and back. She got it knocked away, but kind of regained possession. It was knocked backwards. She regained possession before she got to midcourt, and they call her for the over and back. And Kennesaw, who had 8 turnovers in the first half, 7 in this quarter alone, and they've been held to 5 points. 30-22, though, they still lead. Giltner with just 6 points in the quarter. Swinging around the perimeter, Beek, one-on-one, weak side, tries to go on Blackford cover, kicks it out to Danny Most, high post, her pass over to the right side, a lot of jumping around for Giltner. Up top they go, 25 seconds, being patient, and then they lob it inside, it's deflected away, Freisler grabs it, throws it up and in, and she's fouled. Well, it was not a good pass inside. Danny Most had almost the entire team on her, and they forced it, and it got deflected into Freisler's hands, who's got a chance for a three-point play. And into the ball game is going to be Keisha Folk and Shane Bott for Giltner with 18 seconds to go here in the quarter. Coach Lachman going to give a couple of her starters an extra moment of rest here. And the free throw by Abby Freisler is up and in, completes the three-point play. It's now 30-25 Kennesaw in a game that was 19-4, 15 seconds to go in the third quarter of play. Giltner's back in his ball game all the way down. Uden draws the foul and scores. They just didn't stop her. She kept dribbling. Nobody got in front. Had a player on her hip and took her all the way to the hoop. And Uden now with 15 points in the ball, 14 points in the ball game. Could be 15 if she makes the free throw. The foul is on Haley Most, her second. And the free throw by Uden is good. So the three-point play by Giltner is wiped out by the one by Kennesaw. 8 seconds to go here, the third quarter. Pressure being put on to the Blue Devils. They'll get it in to Freisler, and Freisler pushes it up the floor. 5 seconds. to the key, to the corner, then drop the ball, and that'll be the end of the quarter. At the end of three quarters of play, your score in Kennesaw, the Lady Blue Devils 33, the Giltner Lady Hornets 25. We head to the fourth quarter in a minute on Classic Hits.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at beautiful Kennesaw. Jim's about a year old. It was 1 year ago when they played Franklin, and that game comes up on the 21st that they open it up over here. And so everybody getting their first run through this gym as Kennesaw will get the ball to start the fourth quarter, leading in our girls' game 33-25 on a makeup Monday. On the low block, good pass into midfield, spins, shoots off the glass and in. They drew it up, executed it out of the quarter break, and Taylor Bitfield now has 8 points, assist to McKaylee Nielsen, and the lead is right back out to 10 at 35-25. So Giltner cut it to 5, but this is back out to 10 with 5 straight here, a 3-point play, and then a bucket to start the fourth quarter for the Blue Devils, and a double dribble or a walk, they're going to call walk on Giltner. Last quarter, Giltner had 5 turnovers, Kennesaw had 7, and with that one, Giltner now has 17 turnovers, Kennesaw 15. Leading scorer, Darby Hendricks, has 9 for Giltner. Rebecca Uden has 15 for Kennesaw, and she's got the ball on a 5-second count. Better be careful. He wanted to blow the whistle, but she picked it up at about 4 9/10, or 5 9/10. And the ball's up floor with it is Bitfield. Knocked away, jump ball, arrow points the way at Giltner. So good defense that whole position by the Hornets. And they're going to end up getting the basketball a minute in to quarter number 4. 35-25, Blue Devils with the lead. Looking to get back up above 500. They're 6-6. Giltner sets at 4-8. And walking the ball up the floor is going to be Hendricks. Darby to the high post to Danny Most, trying to open that lane up. There's no cutters, though, so Danny puts it on the floor, dribbles, kicks it out of the right-hand corner to Bott. Now back low to Most on the low block, turn around, foul. She'll go to the line and shoot 2. It's pretty much the same plan they tried to execute in the first quarter without much luck. They were getting the ball down low, just not scoring. And 2 free throws are coming up here for Danny Most. Most is 0 of 1 at the line, has 5 points. The foul is on McKaylee Nielsen, and that's her third. As the free throw by Most will not go. And checking in will be Kelly Mack for Kennesaw. Second free throw now for Danny Most. Giltner was 2 of 6 through 3 quarters, 2 of 3 for Kennesaw. The second free throw is good. So Most gets 1 of 2, and it's 35-26 Kennesaw with 6.5 to go in our game. Uden, good crossover dribble, gets by our defender, into the paint, dishes it to Bitfield, 11-footer is good. Taylor's got a good-looking shot. She's got double digits with 10 points. 37-26 Kennesaw. So Giltner has made a couple of runs, but Kennesaw has always answered right back. As the ball's up front to Jordan B., she'll give it off to Hendricks. Darby way away from the hoop, now puts it on the floor to the high post, tries to go backside to Randy Jansen, does a good tight wire act to keep the ball in play. Giltner in a little bit of trouble here, now to Most, left wing, everybody on the left side of the key here, and Giltner now will reset. Skip pass over to Most. Danny to the free throw line, backs her way into the paint, kicks it back out to Hendricks, and Nielsen making sure that Hendricks doesn't get any three-point looks. Might see Giltner call a timeout here. They've had the ball a long time and haven't done anything with it. Driving in, though, and just throwing it up. Oh, and getting failed out with a foul. It will be Jordan Beek. That was one where Beek never left her feet, and neither did the defender, and they call the foul on Megan Blackford. And at the free throw line is going to be Jordan Beek looking for her first point, and she will get it. So one way to get back in the game is to make your free throws. And let's see if Giltner can do it. That's just the fourth foul on Kennesaw. Second free throw, that's going to be short. The ball comes down to Taylor Bitfield. Her team high sixth rebound. Over to Uden. Outlet pass into the front court. Back underneath. Oh, there were two players open. Blackford thought it was for her, and I think they were trying to get it to Nielsen under the hoop, and the ball gets knocked out of bounds. And now Kennesaw's going to put some full-court pressure back on. Each team has put on pressure from time to time tonight. And Giltner will throw it into the corner. Long pass to midcourt. They break it. They've got numbers, but they hold up. Now Kennesaw gets back. Kick it out to Hendricks. Quick three on the way. Off the heel. No good. Danny Most offensive rebound. Back up and in. Timeout by Giltner. So Danny Most was there for the uncontested offensive putback. And a timeout called by the Hornets. With 5:16 to go here in quarter number four, it is 37-29. Kennesaw leads Giltner. We'll be right back.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Agrisure product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer. Best of luck to the athletes from Brent and Sarah.
And welcome back. College basketball going on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Missouri leading Kansas State 51-40. Just under 14 minutes to go. Number 8, Connecticut beat number 7, Villanova today, 61-59. Kansas and Baylor play tonight, and at 6:30, Syracuse is at Pittsburgh, and you can hear that on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. Here it's high school hoops with 5 minutes to go in our girls' game. Kennesaw has the ball in a 37-29 lead. Bitfield on the left baseline tries to get around a defender and gets hooked, and a foul is going to be called on Shane Bott. That is her first. And only the third team foul, so Kennesaw will have to take it out underneath their own hoop. Rebecca Uden to do so. Back door there. Blackford caught, dropped, now tries to put it up and just threw it right into the hands of Danny Most, who gets her third block, and Giltner will get out of there with a basketball. Giltner's been trying to play catch-up all night. They fell behind 11-0. The closest they've been since is 5, been down by as many as 15. But they cut it to 30-25. And now it's 37-29, trying to force it in, catching and shooting Beek, kind of all in one motion, wouldn't go. It ends up in the hands of Hunt, and Shane puts it up and in, her first bucket of the second half. And here we go again, third little run that Giltner has made, 37-31 Kennesaw. Kennesaw has always been able to answer, though. Uden brings it up, left side of the key, almost double dribbled, decided to pull it back out, now dribbles it again. Too tall, so she'll kick it out to Bitfield. High post. Back over to Uden. Two gals game on the left wing. Finally, Uden pulls it back out, and they'll reset. And we are halfway through the fourth quarter. 4 minutes to go. Kennesaw 37, Giltner 31. Can the Hornets come back from 15 down? Uden dribbling around, finally gives it off to Nielsen. Nielsen to the right-hand corner to the baseline, dribbles into the double team, and a timeout going to be called here by Kennesaw. It's going to be a full-length timeout after getting trapped on the baseline. But 3:47 is all that remains in our game, and it's Kennesaw 37, Giltner 31. We're back in a minute.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The K
Kennesaw Market is an Affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in, or carry-out. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Sundays. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Kennesaw, and Giltner, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. It's Kennesaw ball out of the timeout. They lead it 37-31. Working on the left wing, Rebecca Uden. Uden into the corner, still dribbling. Nobody gets on her, though. Finally throws it back out to Kelly Mack. 3:30 to go. Mack on the right wing. Here's Lauren Volsky, who's checked in. Now underneath the midfield. She missed that one. It's no good. The ball thrown back into play, and it ends up in the hands of Rebecca Uden. Thank you very much. Down to midfield of the paint. Double team. Kicks it back out. Uden. Mack up top. Over to Uden. Played a little keep away, and it's working right now for Kennesaw. The clock just continues to move here. They got a good-looking shot. Just couldn't score, but the offensive rebound. And they've got another chance here, and they've milked another 30 seconds off the clock. 3 minutes to go in the game. Uden up top. Giltner came up, played real tight defense to start the second half. I don't know why they're not doing that right here. With it is Mack working on Jansen. Bounce pass Nielsen. Puts the shot up. No good. Into the hands of Shane Bott. Good defense that time by Henricks. And Darby has the basketball. Across the timeline with 2:40 to go in the game. Giltner scores. They can cut it to four. Down low, Most trying to go backside, and it's stolen away. Most was covered by Tanner Bitfield. Thought she had a teammate, and Uden stepped in front and made the steal. Pressure in the backcourt. Kennesaw throws over the top of it. Bitfield coming down. Got fouled from behind by Jansen. Bitfield always finds a way to be open, and now she'll go to the line and shoot two free throws. This will be Taylor's first free throws of the ball game. She's got 10 points and 6 rebounds so far tonight for the Lady Blue Devils. After tonight, Kennesaw will play at Franklin as the free throw is no good by Bitfield. Just one more game this week. And that's on Thursday. Second free throw is up and it is in. So Bitfield gets one of two. Excuse me, that's Friday, the game at Franklin. The game at Franklin is Friday. 38-31. 7-point lead. 2:10 to go. Giltner now starting to run out of time. They're going to have to get some buckets. They spread the floor. They load it up, driving in, but dribbling off her leg is going to be Henricks. The ball is loose. Kennesaw dives on it and calls a timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. They'll have two remaining, but Giltner back-to-back turnovers on their last two possessions. 2:03 to go in the game. Kennesaw has the ball in a 38-31 lead on Classic Hits.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
Hey, this is Scott, and a recent survey shows that you want to shop at Builders because of our expert staff and because we've been locally owned since 1977. And you want to make sure that you're getting the best price in town. We shop the competition every day to make sure that we're priced correctly. And our guaranteed price match program is simple. If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats for you and then get you ready for our boys' game. Right now, Kennesaw facing full court pressure after the Giltner turnover. 2 minutes to go. They get it into Uden. Uden pushes it up near midcourt. She's trapped there. Needs some help. Throws it off a Giltner leg, and it actually goes all the way back to the baseline and out of bounds. So kills another 2 or 3 seconds. Nobody can run it down, and it stays with Kennesaw. Minute 53 to go. Giltner's got to find a way to create some turnovers here. Looking, Nielsen gets it into Uden. That's exactly what they want it. And with only four fouls, Giltner's going to have to foul, too. They've got two more to give. Uden keeps on coming down, takes it all the way to the hoop, puts it up, missed the shot. Rebound tipped out. Taylor Bitfield has it, though. And offensive rebounds are helping out Kennesaw here in the fourth quarter. They've got three of them. Minute 35 to go, and now Kennesaw should probably just pull the ball out and play keep away. You don't need to take a shot. And a foul called on Giltner. And it's going to go on Darby Henricks, her second, the team's fifth. And back in Cheyenne Bitfield. A minute 30 to go, up 7. Kennesaw unless they get a layup, should not be looking to take a shot. As Pitfield will throw it in underneath their own hoop. Out to Uden. Uden looking inside, now kicks it out top to Nielsen. Nielsen with the basketball, drives right side of the key, leaves it off for Pitfield. Pitfield gets it underneath to Blackburn, who has trouble. She loses her balance and loses the basketball. Up the floor for Giltner comes Beek. Stops, fires to the baseline. Jansen puts it up and is fouled. The foul is on Uden, her third. And a couple of free throws now coming up here. With a minute 11 left in the basketball game, and Randy Jansen has not scored, has not been to the line, and her teammates need her here. The first one is up and too strong. Minute 11 left. Giltner's been on 31 for a while. Couple of turnovers in there. Second free throw coming up for Jansen. And that one's short. And the rebound comes down to Taylor Bitfield for Kennesaw. And she clears it out to Cheyenne. And Cheyenne hustles it up the floor here to try and stay out of the trap. All the way into the right-hand corner. 1 minute to go. Bitfield lobs it down low to Nielsen, wraps it around Blackford. She's open. She shoots it. She scores. Megan's first bucket of the ball game will put this one away for Kennesaw. 40-31, 50 seconds to go. Kennesaw putting on man-to-man pressure just to make it even tougher for Giltner to get a shot. Danny Mose picks up her dribble, throws it behind Henricks, and it's turned over. 38 seconds to go. Cheyenne Bitfield in the backfield just trying to find a way to get into the front court, and does. And it's a three-on-one, so they go to Blackford again, and it's up and in. Back-to-back layups. Taylor Bitfield with the assist. And it's 42-31. 20 seconds to go in the game. The Nabisco Sports postgame show is next. Giltner just dug themselves too big of a hole. Fell down 11-0 and 19-4 as Bott takes the shot down low. No good. Uden with the rebound. 10 seconds to go. And Cheyenne Bitfield was content to hold it. Giltner comes over there, so she dribbles the ball up the floor. And time will expire as the Kennesaw Lady Blue Devils improve to 7-6, and Giltner will fall to 4-9 on the season. The final score, Kennesaw 42 and Giltner 31. We'll be back with the Nabisco Sports postgame show and all the final stats in a minute here on Classic Hits.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Sundays. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
And welcome back to Kennesaw. As always, a big thanks to Athletic Director Craig Schnitzer and the fine folks here. It's time for our Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience. Misco Sports on the bricks downtown. Knowing that it's time for the kids, the little kids, to get going on the wrestling mats. And they've got youth wrestling items, the singlets, the knee pads, the headgear, the shoes, and brands from Asics, Brute, Mattman, and Adidas at Misco Sports on the bricks downtown Kearney Center. Here's a look at the final numbers. First of all, for the Giltner Lady Hornets, Haley Most had one rebound. Darby Henricks, 9 points, five rebounds. Jordan Beek, 1.4 rebounds. Abby Preisler, 5 points, one rebound, one block. Keisha Folk had a rebound. Shane Bott, 8 points, four rebounds. And Danny Most ends up with 8 points, a team high, seven rebounds. And she also had three block shots in the basketball game. 14 rebounds in the first half, 9 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 0 of 3 in the first half, 4 of 9 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 5 in the first half, 1 of 4 in the second half. Turnovers, 11 in the first half and 9 in the second half of play. Giltner had 16 points at halftime, 15 in the second half. They finished with 31 points, 23 rebounds, 4 out of 12 at the free throw line, 3 of 9 from three-point land, 4 block shots, 20 turnovers. Giltner will drop their fifth in a row to fall to 4-9, and they play again tomorrow night at Red Cloud, their final game before the Crossroads Conference Tournament. We'll look at the final numbers for Kennesaw right after this on Classic Hits.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
When you need banking, all you need to know is the Adams County Bank in Kennesaw. A full-service bank with checking, savings, loans, and more. Adams County Bank can help you make your dreams come true. Proud to support the area athletes in today's game.
Is there an older adult in your family? Consider Haven Home of Kennesaw, a clean, comfortable nursing home nestled in a small-town setting. We offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy, adult respite and rehabilitation services, and hospice care. Included is free transportation to and from appointments, all provided by a friendly staff ready to answer your questions. Keep the golden years carefree years at Haven Home of Kennesaw at the corner of Smith and Elm Streets in Kennesaw. Call 402-752-3212 for a no-obligation tour or information.
And welcome back to the Visco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for the Kennesaw Lady Blue Devils. They had six players score tonight. Cheyenne Bitfield did the job for the point guard, playing on a bump wheel. She took care of the business. Just 1.2 rebounds and handled the basketball well. McKaylee Nielsen, 9 points, all in the first half. She also had 2 rebounds. Megan Blackford, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Rebecca Uten had a game-high 15 points, 5 rebounds and a block. Kelly Mack, 2 points, 3 rebounds and a block, and a solid night from Taylor Bitfield. 11 points, a game-high 8 rebounds and 2 block shots. 11 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second half. Free throw shooting for Kennesaw, 1 of 2 in the first half, 2 of 3 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 10 in the first half, 1 of 2 in the second half. And turnovers for Kennesaw, 8 in the first half and 10 in the second half of play. Kennesaw had 25 points at halftime, only 17 in the second half. But that was enough. 42 points, 23 rebounds, 3 out of 5 at the free throw line, 3 of 12 from three-point land, 4 block shots and 18 turnovers. Kennesaw got off to a good start and then kind of coasted home. They were up by as many as 15, got it cut to 5, and that's as close as Giltner could get. Kennesaw ends up winning at 42-31 to improve to 7-6 on the season. Back-to-back wins, and they travel to Franklin on Friday. Then they host Deschler on the 27th before getting in to the Twin Valley Conference Tournament. That's it for this portion of your Visco Sports Postgame Show. Coming up next, it's a boys' contest between the unbeaten, top-ranked Giltner Hornets and the Kennesaw Blue Devils, who had a 6-game winning streak snap, making a 5-game winning streak snap when they lost to Elm Creek on Saturday night. So they'll try and bounce back tonight with a good performance against Giltner. And that's coming up 20 minutes from now. Tip-off at 6:40. You've been listening to the Visco Sports Postgame Show. Visco Sports, where they're starting to get in their new styles of baseball and softball, gloves and bats. It's never too early to order your team uniforms. Get the best ones by ordering early at Visco Sports on the Breaks, downtown Kearney Center. For our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Duda, saying the final of our girls' game was Kennesaw 42 and Giltner 31. Stay with us. We'll be back in about 15 minutes with boys basketball on Classic Hits.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.